Iran sanctions.
Nope,
not the ones you're thinking about. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. There's news that Iran has sanctioned 15 American companies, including defense giant Raytheon, Oshkosh Corporation, and several other firms. Iran says the sanctions come in response to U.S. sanctions. The U.S. targeted a couple dozen firms and individuals linked to an Iranian ballistic missile program last month. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has been looking into this story. Mariel, what are these new sanctions about?
Iran says it's sanctioned these companies because they've cooperated with or supplied Israel. There are 15 companies on the list, including firms, defense firms like Raytheon and United Technologies, which Iran says have sold military supplies to Israel. Also on the list, the real estate firm Remax, which Iran's foreign ministry accuses of taking part in illegal real estate transactions related to Israel. What this means for the companies listed is they can't do business in Iran. Any assets they have could be frozen. Also, anyone who works at these firms can't get a visa to the country. Thing is, it seems like these companies don't actually do much business in Iran, so this may be, for the most part, symbolic.
All right, Mariel, thanks. And let's do the numbers. Markets are down on concerns that Congress and the president were not able to deliver on a signature campaign promise of overhauling the country's healthcare system. The FTSE in London is down 0.75%. NASDAQ futures are down 0.8%. S&P futures down almost 0.9%. And Dow futures are down 0.7%. That's 143 points. An old oil pipeline spill continues to haunt Nigeria. We're learning that pollution from the decade-old spill by the parent company of Shell Oil remains astonishingly high. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
9 years ago, two Shell pipelines burst in Nigeria. Local villagers said in court that the amount spilled equals the Exxon Valdez disaster. Shell settled a lawsuit. But a consultant to the cleanup now warns that the soil remains soaked with hydrocarbons, according to a letter Marketplace has obtained. Daniel Leader is attorney for the villagers, and he backs up the observation.
Everything I could see was blackened by oil. There was barely a leaf on a mangrove or on a tree left.
Shell refused efforts to release the pollution data, according to the letter. In a statement, the company directed all environmental questions to a separate mediation group. There's a bigger transparency issue here, says independent investment analyst Paul Bugala. The cleanup could cost $1 billion, but he says it's unclear if Shell's on the hook.
Investors don't have the information necessary to understand how Shell is responding to that.
He says oil companies would disclose these payments under a securities regulation, except it just got killed by Congress and the president. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
You know what you need to have more electric vehicles on the road? More charging stations. And that is the obstacle facing the rollout of the electric vehicle. Charging stations take a lot of time and money to put in. But this is America, so that is a business opportunity for someone somewhere. Marketplace's Jed Kim explains.
It's a bright Friday morning. Warm. Not too warm. Perfect for slacking off. But every parking spot in the Rancho Park Golf Course in Los Angeles is taken, so it's street parking. Which is ironic because I've come specifically to look at a parking spot. It's a portable structure with a base for a car to sit on and what looks like a giant futuristic patio umbrella attached.
Hi.
Are you Desmond?
Yes, I am.
Desmond Wheatley is president and CEO of Envision Solar. His company made this structure.
What we have here is we have a solar array held aloft above a parking space. It's kind of cool. It adds some shade for the vehicle as well, which is really nice. You get back in the car and it's nice and cool.
Not to mention the real point that electric vehicles can plug into the station's battery and charge for free, about 220 miles worth of power each day. And because it's solar powered, there's no need to dig trenches to install electrical lines from the grid. So it can be parked anywhere. And there's no permitting process either.
That, by the way, in California, it takes between 9 to 12 months to deploy a grid-tied electric vehicle charger. We do the same thing in 9 to 12 minutes.
So, what's the downside? Perhaps price. Right now, each unit runs $50,000 to $60,000. Michael Nicholas researches electric vehicles at UC Davis. He says the value of the electricity generated by the sun may not cover the lifetime cost of the batteries.
It's pretty expensive, but I would say even now there's a niche for them. And I think the question is, how much does that grow in the future? It really depends on how well they can bring down the cost of the existing structures.
Wheatley says the price will likely lower, but even now, it's cheap compared to the cost of building infrastructure for chargers tied to the grid, securing land, digging trenches to run power lines.
I have spent up to $600 a linear foot trenching. A foot? Okay, so you think you're going to go a couple hundred feet even, which is a short trench run, that can really start to add up.
Of course, someday there will be grid-tied chargers everywhere. Wheatley says his chargers will still be useful because they can be connected to the grid and act as battery storage for when excess power is generated elsewhere. In the meantime, power is already flowing. Truman De La Cruz has been charging his electric Volkswagen while playing. Of course, he drives a Golf. He's a fan of the portable charger.
Play golf, get your car charged, now ready to go to work. And I played well.
On sunshine, too.
And it's Friday.
Yeah.
He says next time he'll come early to try to snag this spot again. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
The White House is expected to announce a new office run by the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, that would reform government bureaucracy by borrowing ideas from the business world. The White House Office of American Innovation would report directly to the president and be staffed by former business executives, The Washington Post reports. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.